Proclamation Number 1743 of 18th of December, 1940. Hint on the upcoming event. God's protection. In view of the difficult time that is in store for the people, the Lord sends following pronouncement. Go into yourself and do not reject the admonitions of the Lord. The weakest will, to follow these, will already be blessed by Him, for it brings strength to you, to endure what comes over you. Consider that you have no other help in the greatest stress than God the Lord. Seek Him still before and ask Him for mercy, so that then He can stand by you. But do not let be spoken the warnings in the wind. Because the help can only given to you, if you ask for. Who imagines himself so strong, that he does not believe to need God's help, whose spirit will be confused recognizing his appalling situation. But this man, who feels weak and implores to God, will surmount the severity, because he will be given the strength by God. Therefore hear the divine voice itself, who pays attention to my words, who will need nothing to frighten, because I myself am with him. And who possesses my word, can see everything to fall into ruin around himself. He himself will be amidst the decay, watched over by my love. Because the elements will stop before him, the storm will change and reduce its strength. The earth will make itself feel only softly swaying, and the life of those will not be at risk, who connect themselves with him, that's to say, who do not completely decline my word. And that is the sign of the truth of my word, that the one is out of danger, who lets speak my word to him, who only brings a little faith to my activity. Because so, as I come down now in word to you, who want to hear me, so then I myself will be near you and will protect you with my strong arm against the all-destroyed power of the elements, that ever do only my will and therefore will be banished there, where the children of earth live, who devoted to me, who only approves of me in the heart, whose spirit I will direct recognition, and his dedication to me will also be his salvation. He will call on me in the distress and so I can be with him. And therefore do not fear, but believe only. Do not let your neighbor without warning, because that is true charity, that you draw his attention on what is coming and put it to his heart, that he should also turn to me in the distress, to get my help. Because I only want your faith in me, I want you to lift up your hands to me. That you call for me in distress, and that you ask me already for mercy before, so that I recognize your will. And I will instruct all my angels, to keep away the heaviest suffering, because it is enough for my will, and you are surrounded by a rampart of beings, who serve to me, and if it will also romp around you and over you, no hair of yourselves will be bent. Because my love keeps watching over you in my protective and passes you through all dangers. Amen.